Governor Sean Parnell today took the first steps in creating his own administration that will be different from what he inherited when Sarah Palin quit last year. It is the same step taken when one governor takes over from another, and since it didn't take place when Palin left office, it could indicate a noticeable break from the past. He is asking for resignations from all Palin appointees at the cabinet level, division directors, and agency heads. Parnell says they can reapply for the jobs, and he will consider the applications, but indicated that some will likely be rejected.
I wouldn't ask for resignations if I didn't anticipate change. Every governor leaves his or her imprint through the policies that get enacted by their cabinet. I want to assure that I have that opportunity as well, and that's what I'm working to do.
Parnell says he is asking for recommendations on the structure of the administration as well. New governors usually review the work of various departments under their control, but Parnell is looking for an interdepartmental review centered on the topics that each department deals with. These vary, with one working group dealing with energy and environment, another on health and education, still another on public safety. There are six overlapping topics in all, each with its own group of external reviewers. He says government can always improve.
That's my charge as governor to these groups, is tell us how we can improve. It's soliciting public input on how we can improve performance. So rather than, call out a particular agency, I think every group, whether it's this office as governor's office or whether it's an agency, I think we can improve when it comes to serving the public.
The transition will be headed by Brian Butcher, currently the director of government relations for the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Parnell says he expects to receive the reports in December.